Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The Northern Ireland Secretary, Chris Heaton-Harris, is expected to announce cuts to the pay of members of the Northern Ireland Assembly until there's a return to a functioning executive, while the deadline for Assembly elections is likely to be extended by 6 weeks, with an option for a further extension in the event there's no return to power sharing. Mr. Heaton-Harris is due to outline his plans in the House of Commons shortly. Let's talk to our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley. Conor, we already knew that Mr. Heaton-Harris had executed a U-turn in relation to a pre-Christmas election at Stormont, but now it looks like it'd be March at the earliest before people in Northern Ireland go to the polls.
That's right, Brian. That's what it looks like. And in fact, Chris Heaton-Harris has just taken to his feet in the last 30 seconds or so in the Commons, so he's beginning the process of laying out what what his plan is. But we had a good sense of it. We got a good sense of it already this morning. Under the current legislation, we ought to have an election here in Northern Ireland by the end of January. What Chris Heaton-Harris is saying now is that essentially he's changing the law to play for time. Effectively, what he's announcing is that there are, as you say, going to be 2 6-week blocks. The first one taking us to the beginning of March, and the second one then to mid-April. And at that point then, I suppose we'd be looking again to see whether or not there will be an election. Presumably the hope is that in that kind of 3 month time frame, the UK and the EU can cut a deal on the Northern Ireland Protocol that will facilitate the return to power sharing. But of course, those wheels turn quite slowly. There are no guarantees that a deal can be done between those two parties in that time, or indeed that any deal that would be done would be acceptable to the DUP. And I think having deferred an election once like this, it's probably easier to do it again. So I wouldn't be surprised if we get ourselves into a position where we're looking at a series of rolling postponements of this election in the months ahead.
And what about this pay cut for MLAs?
Yeah, he's also going to announce that. He's just announcing that as we speak here. The standard sterling basic for a member of the Legislative Assembly in Northern Ireland is £51,000 a year. There are top-ups if you're a minister, or indeed if you're the First Minister or Deputy First Minister, various committee chairs, that kind of thing. It's the equivalent of about €58,000 a year. The plan is to cut it by the MLA's pay by about 27%, so that's roughly around about £17,000, and also to have that cut in place in time for Christmas. Now, that's going to be very popular with the public. They've been clamouring for this for months, saying, look, you're all up there on the hill getting paid and you're not doing your job. But this kind of thing was tried before, back in 2018, when the Assembly last collapsed over the Cash for Ash scandal, and it wasn't particularly effective. I mean, it was 2 years after that before Stormont was returned, and there's no reason to think it'll be any more effective this time. I mean, essentially, it's going to annoy the vast majority of MLAs who want back into Stormont and want to get on with the work, and as far as they're concerned, they'd be saying they're being punished for what they would describe as DUP intransigence. It's also questionable whether it would be an effective tool to encourage the DUP back into power sharing. I mean, this morning, a former minister, indeed a former leader of the DUP, Edwin Poot, said it wouldn't matter if their salaries were cut to a penny a week. It wouldn't dilute their opposition to the protocol. And, you know, essentially, they can't be seen to fold on the protocol just in order to get their full payback.
And just finally, Conor, a word about the credibility of Chris Heaton-Harris. He's making the announcement as we speak in the House of Commons, but to what extent now, really, is this being driven by Downing Street, by the Prime Minister?
I think there's very little doubt that Chris Heaton-Harris's credibility has been quite badly damaged by all of this. I mean, he came to Northern Ireland with a reputation as someone who got things done. He, of course, promised an immediate election and doubled down on that time after time, and then eventually, as you said, rode back on that last week. So he has lost a lot of face with the local parties. As you say, there's speculation that essentially he's been overruled by Number 10 over this plan to call an election. He was actually asked the question today during Northern Ireland questions before he took to his feet there just a short time ago, whether or not he had been overruled by Rishi Sunak over this election plan. What he said was, I don't believe I was overruled by the Prime Minister. Chris Heaton-Harris's problem is that virtually everyone else believes that he was.
Conor McCauley in Belfast, thank you very much for that.